פשוט מראה, ורבותיי, the parasha of this week, ויקהל פיקודי. The parasha of this week, we talk about Shabbos, Shabbat, and we talk about the Mishkan. The connection with Shabbat and the Mishkan, it's one. Because this world, this Olam, the Shabbos that we feel in this Olam, it's Me'ain Olam Abba. And as you know, there is two kinds of Mishkan. There is the Mishkan of Olam Hazeh, and the Mishkan of Olam Abba. And Hashem, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when you will finish the Mishkan of Olam Hazeh, the Mishkan of Olam Abba will be finished as well. That means the same Mishkan that we had in this Olam, we had it in the other Olam. And I was thinking, this is the connection between those two parashiot, Vayakhel Pikudi. The connection between those parashiot, the first parasha Vayakhel, it begins with Shabbat, and the second parasha of Pikudi, because they are the same parasha, we learn this Shabbat, the two parashiot, Mechubarim, they are together this week. And the parasha of this week, Pikudi, it said there about Hakamat HaMishkan, where Moshe Rabbeinu built up the Mishkan. And I was thinking that Mishkan is, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to tell us, the same way that I live up there, I want to have as well my second house down there, this earth. And this is the two parashiot. The parasha of Vayikhel, it begins with Shabbat, and the parasha of Pikudi, it's written there when Moshe Rabbeinu finished the Mishkan and built it up. And the connection is because the real Shabbat, it's up there. Up there, in Olam Abba, there is no ordinary days. There, up there, it's always Shabbat. Always it's Shabbat. And when we keep very well Shabbos in this world, it's Me'ain Olam Abba. It's something like, you know, the pleasure that you get when you keep a real Shabbat. It's Me'ain Olam Abba. It's like a little bit of Olam Abba. Not complete Olam Abba, but something like this. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, in the beginning, he wants to tell us, hey, by keeping Shabbat, you will have the test of Olam Abba. And what it is the test of Olam Abba? Shabbat. When you keep really Shabbat, there is a beautiful pleasure. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wants to tell us, only by building yourself as a Mishkan, you will have this pleasure to test Gan Eden. And this is Ve'asu le'mishkan v'shachanti b'docham. Do the Mishkan and I will reside on you. That means every Jew, the way he will serve Hashem, he will become a Mishkan. He will become a Mishkan to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But listen to this. Listen to this. As I told you before, Hashem said to Moshe, when you will finish the Mishkan down there, the Mishkan up there will be finished. That means in the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu was building the Mishkan here in this world, the Mishkan up there was as well was as well at work to be built. That means when Moshe Rabbeinu finished here, it finished up there. That means the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted a Mishkan here and there, so that there will be always a connection, like electricity, you know, you put two wires together, so each one give light to the other one. So the Olam Hazeh, the Mishkan of Olam Hazeh, will get the Shefa from the Mishkan up there. So it's fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. And the Mishkan of there, it's the olam of it's there is the olam of there is the olam of olam emet, the olam of the emet. What I wanted to tell you here is that it's up to us the way we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We cannot feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu just like that. We do feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu only by the way how we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's amazing how you can feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world here. It's incredible, only by building ourselves up. So now we understand why the Torah said Ele Pikudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdut. If you notice, there is twice Mishkan, Mishkan. Ele Pikudei HaMishkan, this is the count, the numbers, or this is the calculation, how much it costs the Mishkan, Mishkan HaEdut. The question is, why the Torah had to say twice Mishkan, Mishkan? The Torah should say Ele Pikudei HaMishkan HaEdut. Why Ele Pikudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdut? Did you understand the question? Why the Torah repeats twice HaMishkan, Mishkan? The Torah should say Ele Pikudei HaMishkan HaEdut. What the Torah said, Ele Pikudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdut. Why the repetition of twice HaMishkan, Mishkan? It's like, I say, this is the story of David, David's story. The Torah should say, this is the story of David. This is the story, what the meaning, this is the calculation of the Mishkan, Mishkan of Mishkan HaEdut. This is the question that we will try to understand. But the answer is Ele Pikudei HaMishkan. Here we are talking about two Mishkanim. We are talking about the Mishkan up there, and we are talking about the Mishkan down there. I think this is the reason why the Torah repeats twice Mishkan, Mishkan. First, Ele Pikudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdut. When Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, when the Bnei Israel are ready, if they build up themselves as I want, so they will be a Mishkan, and they will receive the Shefa, the Or Esof for the Mishkan up there. The Mishkan, I mean, that means that each Jew, each man, his duty in this world to be a Mishkan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he become a Mishkan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu has where to live, where to reside in this world. Because up there is a house, and down here there is a house. But it's very important for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remain in the house down here. So only it's up to us. Ele Pikudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdut. Now we understand why Moshe Rabbeinu, it's very important for him that we should keep Shabbat. Because by keeping Shabbat, we are getting full reserves of the Kedusha from the Shamayim. And when we get a full reserve, it's like a car. A car, the more you put gas on the car, the more you put oil in the car, so that you have enough oil to drive the car. So the more you keep Shabbat, the more you keep Shabbat, you respect Shabbat, you will receive more Shefa from the Shamayim for the whole week. The more you will respect Shabbat, the more you will get something from the Shamayim. Now, we understand why Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, before he start to talk to the Bnei Israel, to talk to respect Shabbat, excuse me, to give the donation for the for the for the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu, he talked to them about Shabbat. That means the more you keep Shabbat, the more you will have energy from the Kedusha. You will get energy from the Kedusha, and the more you can build up your own Mishkan, and then you will be connected directly from your Mishkan to the Mishkan of the Shamayim. You understand that? So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Parashat Vayikel, he talked to them first about Shabbat, because Shabbat is the most important Shabbat. The more you respect Shabbat, the more you keep Shabbat, the more you will get in the Kedusha, you will get Hiyut, you will get life, you will get a lot of awe from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for you to support your own Mishkan, which is the Mishkan of the man, which it is Ve'as to the Mishkan Ve'shachati B'tochan. Now when you understand why after Shabbat Vay Nafash. Now you understand why after Shabbat when the Neshama Yetera go up there, because as long as when Shabbat come, as I told you before, when Shabbat come, you receive a Shabbat Yetera. Now, it's up to you. The more you prepare yourself for Shabbat, the more you will feel Shabbat, and you will receive a special Neshama Yetera. And Neshama Yetera, it's a very, very special. There is no limit of this Neshama Yetera. There is no limit. The more you prepare yourself, and the more you get it. There is no limit of this Neshama Yetera. It could be something you cannot imagine. So can you imagine when you get a Neshama Yetera for Shabbat, and then you feel so much Shabbat, you feel the Kedusha of Shabbat, and then when the end of Shabbat comes, and this Neshama Yetera has to go, why? So it left empty. It's left, you know, an empty side, you know, a space in the body. So vay nefesh, vay nefesh. That means the nefesh, vay, it's oy vay. It's she's not happy. Now, can you imagine? Can you imagine? And then she must go. The neshama yetera, she have to go. But still, even that the neshama yetera goes, she leave. She lives in the body of the man, the Kedusha that she brought with her in Erev Shabbos, that she cannot take it. And it's her mind and the body. So with this Kedusha that remains in the body, the man grow and grow and grow and grow. Now, we understand that when Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, listen to this. Now we understand why the Torah it said twice Mishkan Mishkan. Now we understand why Moshe Rabbeinu he started to talk about Shabbat before talking about the donations of the Mishkan, because it was very important for Moshe Rabbeinu to make the Jews to understand that the main Mishkan, it's Am Israel, and that they need to keep Shabbat, so they can, when they will build their own selves to be a Mishkan, they will receive a direct Shefa from the Mishkan up there. And the Mishkan up there, it's the Kedusha up there, it's a special Kedusha, it's Shabbos Kedusha, because up there it's always Shabbos. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu told him it's very important that you should keep well Shabbat, that you can have the Shefa from the Mishkan up there. Not only on Shabbat, but you can have it all time long, all the time. It's like a tzinor, a pipe. Yes, it's an open pipe from the tzinor of the Shamayim up there. It's an open pipe for the tzinor, but only by keeping Shabbat. Can you repeat me this, please? The Shabbat, it's act like a tzinor. Now, did you understand why the Torah said twice Mishkan, Mishkan? One is Olam Haba and one is Olam Haba. That means that the more you respect Torah and Mitzvot, you will have the Shefa from the Tzinor that came from the Mishkan of up there. It will be open to refuel you, to give you more energy, more Kedusha, more Shefa. Now, this is only a beginning of the Shiur. Just it's an introduction. All what I told you now, it's like an introduction. Now, what we want to understand is, when the Bnei Yisrael started to build the Mishkan, there is a Zohar who said that the Mishkan, you have to listen carefully what I'm going to tell you, okay? Mishkan, if you take the two first letters of Mishkan, it's Mem Shin. Okay? If you take the second two names, two letters in the Mishkan, is Chaf Nun. Yes? Okay. So the Zohar said that Hashem said to Moshe that the Mishkan is named after Moshe and after Hanoch. Hanoch who became a malach b'shamayim. If you take Memshin of Moshe, you will find it in Memshin of the Mishkan. If you take the two last words of Hanoch, Nun Chaf, it's the remaining two letters of Mishkan, Nun Chaf. It's incredible, huh? But it's not finished yet. If you take Hey, that it remained from Moshe, and how many letters we have remained from Hanoch? Het, Vav, it's Hava. That means that Hashem said to Moshe, the reason why I need the Mishkan, it's so that I will forget the Het of Hava, because who brought the klipa in this world, it's Hava, by pushing Adam to eat from the tree. And then unfortunately the Kedusha went up. There was no Gan Eden anymore. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said to Moshe, by building a Mishkan down there, Hanoch, he will build his own Mishkan up there. And both of you, you will build the same Mishkan. And from up there, I will help down there to correct the head of Hava. It's incredible, huh? The connection Moshe and Hanoch to Hava is to correct the sin of Hava. That's why we need it. A Mishkan up there, and we needed a Mishkan down there. And I was thinking, why Hanoch? And I was thinking, I was thinking, because Hanoch, he was a man, and he knows what it is, and he was living in the generation of the Mabul, of the people that they were very bad to Hashem. And Hanoch, he knows what it is the Yitzhara down here. Hanoch, he become a malach. But Hanoch, he knows how hard is the Yitzhara. How hard is to be a good Jew, a good man who believes in Hashem. So when there is a kitrugim b'shamayim about a man, the only one who can make quiet the kitrugim, it's Hanoch. Because Hanoch, he can tell them, hey, I am a malach now like you. But before I become a malach, I was a man. And I know what it is to be a man. And I know what it is to live in that world or down there with the Yetzirah. And Hanoch, he can tell them, if Hashem, he didn't bring me here, I could be a Rasha. So the only one who can protect the Jews from the Kitrogim of the Klippa is Hanoch. So I think this is the connection between Hanoch, Moshe, and Hava. Because all the problem of the Kedusha is because of Hava. Because the Kedusha, it was everywhere, the Kedusha. Who disturbed the Kedusha to leave the Ol Olamot? It threw the sin that Hava did. So who's the cause? It's Hava. But Hava, on the other hand, it's not her fault. It's the Nahash who pushed her. So you understand? So that's why Hanoch, that he is the little son, the grandson of Hava, and Moshe, he is the grandson of Hava, both of them, they have to protect Hava. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made that there is a Mishkan up there, and there is a Mishkan down there. And the Mishkan up there, and the Mishkan down there, both of them, they have relationship with Hanoch and Moshe and Hava. You go up there is a Mishkan. Mishkan up there is the two first letters Moshe and two of the last letters Hanoch. And if you go down there, the Mishkan down there, you have Mem Shin from Moshe, Nun Chaf from Hanoch. So everywhere you have a connection between Moshe and Hanoch, up there and down there. And from up there, as I told you before, the Shefa go to down there to help the people, the Jews here, to receive more Shefa from up there, to be mitaken, mitaken olam b'mechut shaddai, to be mitaken all the sin that Hava did. Now, you must understand one thing. When Moshe Rabbeinu finished the inauguration of the Mishkan down there, down here, Hashem was so happy, you cannot imagine. The Gemara said, Hashem was so happy since the day that Hashem created the world, and there was no klipa at that time. Hashem was not happy like the day that the Mishkan was set up. Why? Because now the Mishkan is set up, so now the tikkun is in the way. It's like if you have an airplane that it's broken and you are lost in the desert and there is no way that you can fly because it's everywhere, it's very far from you. The only way is to repair the plane. Then you see people who came to repair your plane. Are you happy or not? Of course. And then when your plane is repaired and ready to take off, are you happy or not? Of course, you are more happy than any time in your life. Why? Because till now you thought you're lost. Now it's repaired, now you can go back. That's what that happened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Till the Bnei Yisrael didn't build the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a big problems with the Klippa. But now that the Mishkan is ready, so Hashem was happy because through the Mishkan, the Klippa could be eliminated. Understand? So now understand why Hashem is to Moshe. Now we understand why Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav Shalom, he was the only one to build up the Mishkan. Why Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one to build up the Mishkan? Why did not let nobody to help him to build up the Mishkan? It said in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu vayakem Moshe. And you know, it weighed thousands of kilos of tons. It was so heavy. It's impossible that you could build the Mishkan on your own. How could Moshe do? How could Moshe Rabbeinu could do it on his own? How could he do it? It's impossible. Just an ordinary tent, you cannot build it on your own. And how can you build the Mishkan Haidut, Mishkan, this big Mishkan, with 48 Kerashim? It's so heavy. How can you build it? It's impossible. But now, according to the Zohar, I understand. Because the Mishkan, it's named after Moshe and Hanoch, and Hanoch, he was a big malach. So of course, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was building the Mishkan, he has the strength of Hanoch. You understand? It's beautiful, yes or no? And Hanoch, he is one of the biggest malachim up there. As I told you, Mishkan, it's Mishkan. It's Moshe and Hanoch. So now understand, from where it came, all this strength to Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan on his own, it's from Hanoch. Both of them, they were partners. So when Moshe Rabbeinu finished the Mishkan down there, Hanoch, he finished it, his Mishkan up there. And Hashem was so happy now, it could be a connection between Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. So now I understand why Moshe Rabbeinu started to talk to them about Shabbat. Shabbat, it's to make them really, because when the Mishkan will be integrated, the Shefa from the Shamayim will be so strong, so they should be ready to receive it. Okay, even that now we don't have Beit HaMikdash, even now that we don't have Beit HaMikdash, so every Jew, it becomes his own Beit HaMikdash. Now we understand what the Torah said, Eli Pekudei Mishkan, Mishkan Haidot. Why the Torah said twice, Mishkan, Mishkan? I think Eli Pekudei Mishkan, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu he finished the integration of the Beit HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, down here, Eli Pekudei HaMishkan, because the word HaMishkan, you can find there the entire name of Moshe, HaMish. Hamish is He Mem Shin, Moshe. Fabulous. This is my chiddush. When Moshe Rabbeinu he finished the Mishkan down here, they finished the Mishkan up there, Mishkan Haidut. Now, do you understand why we needed those two Mishkan? It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to have a sample of the same Mishkan that we have down there. Hashem wanted a sample of another Mishkan up there. So, the same Avodah that we do here, they do it up there. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he lives up there, down here. And it's very important that there is a link, a connection between Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh through the Tzinor from Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. This is the name Eli Pekudei Mishkan, Mishkan Haidut. Now, according to that, I'm going to answer your question. Your question is, why does Moshe have to tell the people to stop giving? How can we ever get to the level where we have given too much? Should we not give just like the ore of the Ein Sof, like Hashem, the ore Ein Sof he give with no stopping? What about us? Do this passage help us learn something about how to truly give in a complete shlimut way? Do this pasuk help us understanding how to give such that we are completely on the side of the mashpia? Anyway, the question is, so what? Why you have to stop them giving? Let them give. But according to what I told you, Hashem said to Moshe to build a Mishkan with exactly, is going to be built like the one that we built up there. So it's very, very important that what the Jews will give, they should give exactly what it needs. Because the Mishkan that we have to build here, it cannot be bigger or smaller than the one up there. You understand me now? Do you understand? Here, we're not talking about tzedakah. Of course, if you talk about tzedakah, there is no limit. But now we're talking about the Mishkan, this Mishkan that is equal to the Mishkan up there. And if we talk about this Mishkan that we're talking, the Mishkan that Hashem wants us to build here, that is like the one up there, so we need exactly to have the exact amount. Nothing should be left. Nothing should be more. You understand me? You understand? And Moshe, and they said to Moshe, מרבים העם להביא מידי העבודה. The people they bring money more than צורך העבודה. As Rashi said, יותר מגדי צורך העבודה. That means the צורך העבודה, of course it's very, very, very deeper, you know. What does it mean, tzorich? Tzorich, it's what it needs. And I mean, what they are bringing, it's more than what we need. And if it's more than what we need, that means that it's going to be a problem. There will be not the people from the Shamayim, of the Mishkan and the Shamayim, to get the Shefa from the Mishkan up there, down here, it's not compatible, you know, it's impossible. I mean, can you imagine those people who were in charge to build the Mishkan? They were big tzaddikim with a lot of Ruach HaKodesh, and they knew exactly how to build it. When they finished down here, they finished up there. That means they had a limited time to build. And it should be exactly as Hashem wants. So, of course, to give tzedakah, there is no limit to give tzedakah. But we're talking here about Shlimut, a Mishkan, that it should be like the Mishkan up there. To be like the Mishkan up there, so we have to bring only what we need. Now, I saw in a book this morning, Bet Yehuda, because this question that you are asking is the question of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Yes, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, he asked this question, he said, so what if they bring? Let them bring. What the problem? So what if the Beit HaMikdash is rich? And the Beit Yehuda gave a beautiful answer. He said, the Pasuk said, Marbim Ha'am. Who is the Am? Is Erev Rav. And the Erev Rav, they were not allowed to bring donations for the Beit HaMikdash. And the Erev Rav started to bring. So they came to Moshe and said, hey, Moshe, the Erev Rav are bringing Erev Rav. Marbim Ha'am. The word Marbim, it's Rav. You find there Rav. Erev Rav. And wherever you say in the Torah, Ha'am is Erev Rav. They're bringing the money. So Moshe Rabbeinu, not to make them ashamed, he said, well, you have to stop. Now, can you imagine? Now, the question is, why did Hashem, he did not let the Erev Rav to build it, to bring donation for the Mishkan? So, because the Erev Rav were the cause for the Egel. Understand? Because the Mishkan, we did not need the Mishkan if the Bnei Israel would not do the Egel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to accept the money from them. Hashem said, on Matan Torah, I came to live in this Olam. And since you pushed them, Arafat pushed the Jews to do the Egel, so the Kedusha went up there. And now the Kedusha will go down there when the Mishkan will be built. So Hashem didn't want the money of the Arev Rav. You understand? Hashem didn't want the money of the Arev Rav. That's why when they started to bring money for the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu stopped them. He stopped them. The first days, they didn't bring nothing. But after he started to bring, but Moshe Rabbeinu stopped them. Now, according to what I told you, how can you accept that this Mishkan, that is going to be linked, is going to have a contact, a connection with the Mishkan up there, how can it be mixed with money of Erev Rav? You understand? It's impossible. So that's why you have to stop. But now you have two reasons. But did you like the first one? The first reason is the same size, yes. The same size of the Mishkan up there is going to be with the Kedusha, the same size of the Mishkan up there. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was building here. So it was very important that if Jew, he should bring what it needs. That's why Rashi said, "Yuter mikdit tzorich avoda." The tzorich, the tzorich avoda, what it need now for the work, it's what there is now. To bring more, we don't need. That means, it's like if a slim person he will take a jacket of a fat man. I mean, it's too big for him. You understand? It's too big for him. So he need a normal size, his size. So the size of the Beit HaMikdash. So this membership, what we have now, it's enough. We don't need more than that. Well, that's what we can learn from this parasha. It's a beautiful parasha. This parasha is so beautiful that we will learn that how much a man he has the zchut to be a mishkan to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a man, he could be a mishkan to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to have a direct connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is when he has emunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he keeps Shabbat. When a man keeps Shabbat, his pipes are open to receive the Shefa from up there. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu started to talk about Shabbat first. If you want to be a Mishkan to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, today we have no Beit HaMikdash. Who is the Beit HaMikdash today? Today you are the Beit HaMikdash. Where are the Beit HaMikdash? The more we keep Shabbat, the more we receive. A man who don't respect Shabbat, he has no contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only way to have a contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by opening the sin of Sheva on Shabbat. Now that's why Vay Nefesh. Of course, on Shabbat, a man can arrive to a very, very, very high level. As you said, Chaya. Of course, on Kippur he can achieve to be a special one, Yechida. Of course, it's up to our job, how we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be a Mishkan for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we want to have the Zichut, to be a good Mishkan, so we have to feel Shabbat every day. That way, every day, when we pray, there is a mizmor each day there is a mizmor, shir, Sunday mizmor, and each mizmor that we mention every day, we mention Shabbos. Shir sheyu alvi umrim biyom rishon, shir sheyu alvi umrim biyom shini b'shabbat kodesh. Always we add Shabbat kodesh. Do you know that? Yes. And the reason is because every day we should feel Shabbat. So the question is, why we have to say every day Shabbat? Shir sheyu alvi umrim biyom rishon b'shabbat kodesh. Why we have to mention every day Shabbat? Sunday we mention Shabbat. On Shabbat we sing Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbat. But why we have each day with his Mizmor? But why we have to mention Shabbos? Do you have an answer? That's right. Because on Shabbos, as I told you before, is to refuel of every day. So every day, whatever you feed, all the bracha that you have every day, it came from Shabbat. Shabbat will bench all week. Understand? So, can you imagine the Shefa? So, that when Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav HaShalom, when Moshe Rabbeinu started to talk to the Bnei Israel, before he talked to them about building the Mishkan, he told them first the real building, and if you know that the building will remain, and you can be close to Hashem, connected to Hashem by keeping Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a tzinor. Shabbos is the pipe, is the open tzinor. From Shabbos, everything comes. Now you understand. The Bnei Israel, when they started to build the Mishkan, and they started to bring money, you know, donations, then they came to Moshe. Moshe, this too much. They bring too much. So Moshe said, stop giving. So the question is, so why stop giving? Why? Why we have to stop? What about if we want to give too much? So what the problem is? There is no problem. No. Because it was very important that you have to go step by step. You cannot be in one day somebody. You cannot reach a high level in one day. First, you keep Shabbat, the first Shabbat. You test the Shabbat. Wow, what Shabbat. Then the next Shabbat who came, you will keep it more and more. And then you become a generator. You increase, your kedusha increase more and more and more. You cannot reach a high level in one day. Look, a lot of people who wanted to reach a very high level one day, they die. Look what happened to Nadav v'Abihu. They were Kohanim. They wanted to have a direct contact in the Mishkan, and they die. Because they could achieve this madriga in a few years, but they wanted to achieve it quick. And they die. Can you imagine the Mishkan of this world? In the Mishkan up there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give to the Mishkan of this world a very big Kedusha, Kodesh Kodashim. Even the Kohen Gadol, he couldn't go to the Kodesh HaKodashim only once in a year. So Nadav v'Abihu, they thought, well, they knew the level of this Mishkan of down there. Down here, they know that the Mishkan, now that Moshe Rabbeinu finished to build the Mishkan, is gonna and the Shekhinah from the Shamayim came to remain in the Mishkan. Now there is a link, now there is a connection between two Mishkanim. Understand? So they knew that the Mishkan now it's become very, very, very holy. So they should remain, be careful, you understand? And they went very, very straight away and they died. I mean, You know, you cannot approach the fire. No, you know, if you approach the fire, you can get burned. Yes or no? So you have to be careful. You have to be careful. I mean, a baby, he doesn't know the danger of the fire. So he can touch it. Maybe he can even burn himself. But an old man, he knows what the fire can do. He's be careful. So Nadav Abihu, he knows the connection between this Mishkan here and there. So why they approach? They know that by doing so, they will die. They will kill themselves. So what did he do? You understand? So this is the Be'at Hashem. Okay?